From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The state capitol will be busy this morning as day two of the legislative session gets underway. GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler reports.
The hour of convening having arrived, all members will please report to the floor of the House and take seats. All members.
Day one of the 2020 legislative session is largely symbolic, but now it means lawmakers are on the clock to pass laws before 40 working days pass by. The biggest will be amending the current fiscal year budget and figuring out next fiscal year's budget, a tall order since the governor is asking for significant cuts. It's also an election year, so you can expect some controversial bills to be filed as politicians look to keep their seats. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Lawyers for a Georgia man set to be executed this week are asking the state parole board to convert his sentence to life without the possibility of parole. Jimmy Metters was convicted of murder and sentenced to die for the 1987 killing of a convenience store clerk named Don Anderson in coastal Glynn County. He's scheduled to die by lethal injection on Thursday. A sentence of life without parole wasn't an option at the time that Metters was sentenced. His attorneys say the surviving jurors from his trial have said that they would have taken that path had it been available. Ivanka Trump will be in Atlanta today to tour facilities that help human trafficking survivors. The president's daughter will be accompanied by Governor Kemp, First Lady Marty Kemp, and U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler. The group will tour a safe house in Atlanta. Both President Trump and Kemp have said that ending sex trafficking is a priority. This is GPB.